theirs beats Battlestar Galactica.
Nerd! You merely adopted the dark. I was born in it.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the munders.
Bazinga.
Two in the box.
Ready to go.
We be fast.
They be slow.
Cool. Cool, cool, cool.
Sure.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, welcome to the Mount Geek More podcast, your favorite podcast for where we discuss the pop culture, the top four of a given subject. Today's subject, if you're looking at your listening device, is the best high school movies.
That was the smoothest intro of Geekmore ever.
Well, you know.
No interruptions.
Professionals.
High five.
You know? That's how we do it. My name is Jeff, and with me, is Dave.
Howdy.
When we've got Vanessa.
Hello.
We're not sand signs like we said in the Geek Newsy.
She's on loan to us from the Mamas and Merlot.
Yes,
yeah.
I am.
Yeah. And we got Missy.
I'm a geek bro, a groupie, so I go where you call me.
But you are a guest extraordinaire on Mamas and Merlot.
Yes. I'm not a mama, but I play one on a podcast.
I like that.
So we're here to discuss, to talk about, to exchange ideas about the top high school movies. Mm. So let's go around. How did you make your picks, Missy? Like, what was your deciding factor?
So I went with what Neri posted, which was high school movies that are about being in high school, not just that it's a plot and they just happen to be in high school. And I immediately came up with like 10, and then the stress came over me, washed over me like a blanket. And then so I just based it on what he said, which is movies that are about high school, being in high school, the experience of being in high school. That was my criteria.
Okay.
Magista.
Very similarly, I came up with about 10 movies right away. And the topic coming about because high school graduation is happening right now. Prom season is going on.
Sophie graduates preschool in 2 weeks.
Oh, ta vieja.
Ta vieja.
So I immediately thought of about like 10 or 12 movies.
And closing song.
I had to decide which ones I thought were most related to the high school experience. Mm-hmm. For me, that was more important than what was a better movie. Like Missy said, there's plenty of movies that are fantastic, they're great, but only topically about high school, whereas some are completely centered around the experience.
Vanessa?
I picked my four favorite movies.
Okay. So, High School Musical is 1, 2, and 3, and then...
What about you, Jeff?
I gotta blow my list like that, bro.
I'm sorry. What, if you didn't, okay, Raul, if you don't say anything, nobody knows if I'm serious or not.
Yeah, this is like a 3-hour podcast. By the time we're at pick number two, they're like, what were they talking about half an hour ago?
Yeah. Oh.
Intruder alert. Intruder alert.
Error.
Sometimes
error.
I think.
Okay. All right. Hey. Hey.
Get down, Blue.
It's all right.
Get down, Blue.
Everything is okay. We were just joking.
Everything is awesome.
Did you guys all get that? That was how she decided
everything
her picks.
Everything is cool when you're part of a team.
I kind of, up until the last minute, I had one movie, but then I really thought about it and what we discussed, and it is themed. They are in high school, but it's not really themed about high school.
Yeah.
So I kind of, my four are, they revolve around high school and kind of the experience and the emotions and the feelings that people are going through during high school.
Right.
That's my pick.
All right.
That's how I made my pick. So Missy, tu numero cuatro.
So I've been stressed about my number four because my number 1, 2, and 3 came pretty easily. And I said that I would decide my number four when it was my turn, and I didn't think I'd be the first one to go. But.
Pull the trigger, girl.
Yep. I'm going to go with Mean Girls as number four.
That is also my number four.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because
I should see this, huh?
Yeah. Well, I've never seen. We've only been telling you for 2 years that you got to watch this movie.
Oh, wait, wait. Table. Oh,
okay.
So table. Mean Girls is on the list. All right. So Vanessa,
Mean Girls is on the
list. So we skip Dave because Dave's number four.
Yeah.
Right.
I think maybe my number one's the only one that's going to be matched with somebody. So I don't. What is that on the that you drew on the other side?
Oh, no, that's a Sophie doodle.
Okay.
I did not draw this there. Worm creature. I showed Missy earlier.
I was here this morning.
It looked like a spermatozoa.
It does look like a spermatozoa.
So, Dave, your number four is Mean Girls.
Yes. What? Yep.
All right. My number four is She's All That because I'm still 12.
Okay.
I love that movie. Nobody has, not even an honorable mention, nothing. Nobody.
No.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. He's so cute. I love that. I'm sorry. I love that movie.
Rachel Lee Cook.
No, not Rachel.
Is it Rachel Lee Cook?
Rachel Lee Cook.
I was in love with her.
Usher's in that movie.
Usher's in that movie.
He's the high school DJ.
He plays the DJ.
Paul Walker
in that movie?
Isn't it pronounced Usher?
Usher, that's right.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
Depends where you live, Dave.
Because my street cred will never, ever be able to recover if I didn't clarify. Yeah. His name is Usher.
Usher. Matthew Lillard is also in that movie.
I love him.
Gabrielle Union's in the movie. I love her.
So what do you love about that movie? Tell me. Explain to me.
I'm a sucker for a makeover movie. whether it's a girl makeover or a guy makeover, you can change your life with just a little bit of lipstick and contact lenses. It's wonderful.
Yes, it is that simple.
It really is. It's that easy.
Oh.
At least in high school it is.
You just made me think of an honorable mention. Thank you.
I don't know. I love that Usher's in the movie. Like, they have a DJ that plays music throughout the day. Like, while you're changing classes, he's like having a party. And you're
like, Vanessa dancing right now is the greatest thing.
Vanessa's
I've seen.
Doing the
Anna
robot circa.
Yeah, Anna Paquin's in the movie.
She plays Freddie Prinze Jr.'s sister.
Ah, wow.
It's just such a cute movie.
And so is Lil' Kim.
I'll say it now. I don't give a crap. Neri's not here. We can go wild. I don't give a crap. Not another teen movie. That's all I think of when she's all that. She's got overalls and a ponytail.
Really? Not another teen movie.
Yeah.
It's awesomely awful.
But it's a spoof movie.
That's so why it's so about great. High school.
That wasn't a stipulation. Yeah. That it had to be a serious movie.
But you just made
it
had me think to be about her. High school.
Wait,
she
wait,
has overalls
wait.
And a ponytail.
We have to fix this.
Are we allowed to pick comedies?
Seriously?
All right.
I'm like, is the Pope
isn't
Catholic?
Isn't Carmen Electra in Not Another Teen Movie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Isn't she the one that plays the foreign exchange student?
Yes.
Please hold.
Well, this is an honorable mention.
Yeah, it's an honorable mention.
Neri's yelling right now. Bro!
Talk about it in honorable
order!
He gets mad because...
It's a table!
Vanessa breaks the rules, guys.
She's the wild card.
So, yeah.
So, yeah, that's your...
That's my number four.
Nothing else?
She's all that.
She's all that?
No. Okay. I'm only allowed one number four.
No, but I'm saying that's... You got
that's
anything
it,
else?
Yeah.
For
no.
Number
it's
four
just
A and then number four.
All right. Está bien.
Number four part two.
This might get tabled. And my number four is 10 Things I Hate About You.
Table.
Okay.
Actually, it's my number three.
So table.
Yeah.
Because that comes after four.
Because that comes after
four. It is, but it's my number three. So, I mean, if nobody else has a table, just talk about it now. I'll
no.
skip my number. No, that's not how this works.
No,
okay. That's not how. Okay.
Sorry.
There's some
sorry.
Order that needs to be maintained.
My bad. Okay.
Carmen Electra.
So table.
Carmen Electra was
give
in
him an inch
scary
and they take a mile.
Not another.
Oh, fuck.
Wait, then who's the one that was in Not Another Teen Movie?
All right. Give me a sec. Oh. Carry on.
well, it's your turn.
All right, let me. So our number fours are Mean Girls, She's All That, and 10 Things I Hate About You.
Yes, that's what I'm writing down, Jeffrey. If you want, if you don't.
Oh,
want
you to are.
It. Yeah.
Okay, because it's easier than me typing.
That's
perfect.
A solid choice. 10 Things I Hate About You.
Thank you. I know people are going to argue that it should be. Wow. I just had a. it should be higher on my mountain than my number three, but. I don't care
it's
about
your
those people
four.
And their faces.
Yeah.
All right. So, Missy, what's your number three?
My number three is Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Table.
Really?
Yeah.
Number three for you, Tuzu?
Missy's going to get a perfect mom.
No, it's not my number three, but table.
Oh, okay. Well, Ferris Bueller's Day Off is my number three.
Okay.
All right. My number three is one that I'm fairly certain is going to be tabled, and it's American Pie.
Nope.
Nope.
No. Okay. All right. So, great.
And I can just hear Neri, as it should be, doesn't hold
yeah,
up.
Yeah, he hates this movie, and I hate him.
That's your wife laughing, Neri.
I laugh at that motherfucker all the time.
I really don't understand what problem Neri could have with this movie, because it is like laugh out loud funny.
It's an abuse of food.
Oh, I can tell you because I'm not really a big fan of American Pie either. Did I just get voted off the island?
No.
I mean,
Dave just gave you a little bit of a face there.
Everyone is allowed their own opinion, you know? even if it's wrong.
Yeah, I've heard that line a many times.
This movie, if it, for anything else, it gave us Shannon Elizabeth, so that's all I forget.
There's
Shannon
that, Doherty? But I think it had a Shannon lot of boy Elizabeth. Humor.
The foreign exchange student.
She was the foreign exchange
student. Oh, that's not Doherty. Doherty was...
I didn't say Doherty.
No, I know. I said Doherty.
I was like, I didn't say it.
No, yeah, you're right. It is Shannon Elizabeth. Who's Shannon Doherty was on...
Mallrats and Charmed.
Thank you. Charmed. That's what I was thinking
90210.
Of.
90210. Yeah. Brenda
yeah.
Walsh.
Yeah, but I think because my friends were very much like Jason Biggs and his friends in the movie... I connected with this movie on a very, very lowbrow level.
Right.
It was in many ways what my high school experience was like. We have a friend who Missy knows, Steven, who we all call Stifler because he looks an awful lot like
the Steven that I met.
No, not him. Okay. No,
that's Scuba.
That's Scuba Steve, right? So Steve Stifler is.
Oh no, I know if it's the same Steve Stifler, I know him also.
Do you?
Everybody calls him Stifler.
Steve Lopez is.
Yeah,
is his
yeah,
name.
I know. I'm friends with him too.
Way to call him.
All right,
him
there
out,
you go. He looks like him. We call him
Stifler.
This is
in college. We call him Stifler. That's his name.
And his mom works with me. She's been a teacher at Columbus for forever. And she was Stifler's mom, you know, because not only was she a good looking lady, but she also she taught at our school. So, you know, she was very present on everyone's mind, you know. So we have every single type of those guys, you know. Shipbreak is. For lack of a better that's fucking me, you know. I'm the guy who I have that fucking schedule, and you know, I was always, you know, with my nose in a book and trying to be highbrow, and I fucking wasn't, you know. That was my core group of friends.
Can I ask who was the Shermanator?
Now, this is a guy who wasn't actually friends with us, which makes sense because he's not really friends with them. There's a guy in my class. His name was David Poindexter, and you've heard story. You have to have heard stories about Poindexter.
Sometimes I look like I'm paying attention, but I'm not. It's possible that you told the story. It's totally possible that you told the story, but I don't
Missy
know.
Missy just won herself another invitation back.
You're welcome anytime, Missy. That was the best. That's James, like, hey, you know so and so, huh?
No. She's never met this guy. But
what did you say? His last name's Poindexter.
His name is Poindexter.
Really?
For reals? I will.
I need a yearbook.
Dexter. I will bring my yearbook.
I need a yearbook.
And you will,
Stephanie.
You know what? I'm gonna text Stephanie. I'm gonna have her take a picture of my yearbook so
make
you can
sure,
see.
Okay.
It is for
make
reals.
Sure it's
100%.
An appropriate picture.
And this guy is the fucking Shermanator.
I want it in black and white.
Okay, so it won't be my senior yearbook.
Yes! Payback's a bitch! I broke my ass.
That wasn't as bad as I got you.
No,
though.
You got me good.
I got you
got
good.
Me good. You got me fucking good.
Listen to the geek newsy if you want to hear
it. No, no one got the black and white joke.
No. I did.
The people that mattered. Just kidding. Everybody matters. Everybody matters
Everything
to me on Geekmore,
awesome.
Ladies and gentlemen.
So
I love
you
all
stand
of you.
By American Pie. 100%.
Yeah, I still think it's funny. I think it holds up.
I can't knock the pick. I love that movie. I mean, I remember watching that movie on loop. I still have that and part two on DVD.
Yeah. Yeah, like, we got... Yeah, I think it was one and two came in like a box set.
Yeah, the little two.
I just recently picked up number one on iTunes, and it's still funny, man. It's still
Eugene
really
Levy
makes
as
me
a
laugh.
Dad is fucking
he,
he's fantastic
him.
In everything.
Yeah,
he's so good in everything.
And Stifler's mom.
Well,
I remember
Coolidge, right? Jennifer Coolidge.
She's amazing.
She's so funny and everything. This cast is fantastic.
Never had any formal dance.
It's not.
And
not
it was Tara Reid.
She was
on
also
without
part
a friend's
of the Bend and Snap.
Yes, she was.
And it was Tara Reid when she was hot.
Oh my god!
At her terror readiest.
So yes. At her terror readiest.
Before the alcohol
and whatever
and
else.
Carson Daly
and Alone in the Dark, the movie that was freaking. And awful.
Nikki
also
Reed,
her,
right?
Her current career status right now.
Nicole. What the hell is her
Brown
name?
Simpson?
Oh, that she's an orange.
Yeah. Is it Nikki Reed? Is that her name?
No, Nikki Reed is
the one from Twilight.
From Twilight.
She's a vampire.
Oh, I wouldn't know. I never had to see
her. Okay. Yeah, whatever her name is, she was fantastic as her best friend, as Tara Reed's best friend.
Was that the one from Orange is the New Black?
Yeah,
right?
with the curly hair.
Oh yeah, she was awesome. One of my favorite characters from that. Just the smart assiness and everything.
Natasha Lyon is her
Natasha
her name.
Leon, that's it. Yeah,
she actually plays Nikki.
That's why I saw that. Nikki Nichols, is it? Nikki Nichols.
Nikki Nichols, yeah. And I'm looking for her American Pie. Jessica was her American Pie name.
And Mina Savari.
Yeah, you know, Fivehead.
Yeah, but this movie has. You know, it doesn't get very deep. You know, it is a straight up comedy, but there's a little bit of heart and a little bit of message in there. You know, with Rookie of the Year and all that stuff. It's great. I love this movie, and it really does remind me of high school. That's one of the things that everything but my number four does for me is it reminds me of my time in high school.
Okay,
which I think is important for a high school movie.
I like it.
Agreed.
Okay.
So, Vanessa.
So, I made a mistake.
Oh.
But my number three is...
It wasn't your number three, was it?
It was not my number three. My number three is Clueless.
Honorable mention for me.
It's a good one.
It's a great movie. That movie... I saw that movie. I was still like...
It's on my list.
It's on your list?
Is it your number three?
Mm-mm.
Then
it's
you say
higher,
table.
Then you say table.
Oh, okay. Table.
There we go. Okay.
Okay.
Continue. All right. So, my number three, I don't think anybody else is going to have this one. Maybe David, because it takes place in his favorite time period.
Are there fedoras in it?
Mine. Well, I'm sorry, no. Well, no, they should have had. They didn't have fedoras.
But so they should have had fedoras.
They should have. My number three is Porky's.
I absolutely love this movie, but it's not on my mind.
I didn't think it was going to be on there. Porky's. 19. I. One of the reasons
that
I picked it.
Judging me Netflix. Sorry.
One of the main reasons I picked it is because it's a local movie. They filmed it at Miami High.
Yeah.
It takes place in the 1954. And it's just a bunch of guys just trying to get laid.
Yeah.
It's just a bunch of guys trying to get laid. You got Pee Wee, you got Meat.
You see the difference between the boy movies and the girl movies.
The thing is, one of the things.
The experience of being in high school, everyone's trying to get laid.
I like makeovers.
I like it when they make over somebody.
I like when some guy gets to be able to put something in a girl. That's the way. But
there
penis things that- adjacent.
Some of the things in those movies, and in particular the first Porky's, are so real. For like what it was like to be a teenage boy.
Right.
Like, I remember waking up every morning with a fucking hard on.
Yep.
Me too, guys.
The worst.
This is what happens when you don't pay attention.
Yeah.
And then,
like, yeah, I agree. Big boner.
All the time.
The beautiful thing about Porky's too is, you know, the movie's been out forever. He gets laid at the end of the fucking movie.
Spoiler alert.
You know, and...
Spoiler alert.
And he wakes up
sorry,
and there's
Missy.
No morning wood. And
never
I,
was
I remember the first the first time that I had sex, I woke up the next morning. I was like, oh my God, there is no fucking morning wood. It was one of those things where it's like, the movie's true. It's all true.
So one of my... I can honestly say it's probably in my top... 10 to 15 scenes in movie history, comedy-wise, is in Porky's. And it's because, just to set it up, because you haven't seen it, Missy?
Never.
And Vanessa, have you ever seen Porky's? So there's a scene where the girls are in the shower. One of the guys puts his dick through a hole in the shower. And the bat...
Well, they use it as a peephole.
As a peephole, but then he shoves his dick through
right.
there.
Of course.
Kim Cattrall's in the
hole,
movie also.
Yeah, she is. Lassie.
Yeah. So
I thought it said Honeywell on.
She's thing. Honeywell. She's Honeywell.
They call her Lassie. Yeah.
Oh. Okay. So what but happens, her actual name is Honeywell.
But so what happens is that they have a female gym teacher who's like a super hard ass, and
she
like
sent it.
She grabs.
I asked her to.
She grabs the Kadoon's dick to try to stop it. But the next scene, which is a scene that I love. Oh, my God. Is this...
I told you.
He looks like the Shermanator.
Yes. And he was the Shermanator.
He looks like the Shermanator. So...
Yes.
If you're listening, thank you. Rate, subscribe.
Thank you.
Hello.
But so what happens is that the next scene, you see the principal of the school is this little old man. You see the badass lady, and you see three teachers, two of the coaches, and another teacher in the background, turn sideways, trying not to laugh, and she's telling him, "I saw it. It had a mole on it. All I'm asking for is a penis lineup." And she's like, give me five boys and just line them up naked in front of me. I can point them out. And then these guys are laughing because she's serious.
Right.
And these guys are just going in the background. And the teacher's like, can we call it the principal's like British. And he's like, can we call it a tallywacker? I prefer to call it a tallywacker. And one of the guys says, he goes, maybe we should. And he's cracking up, turning red, saying this, and he's like, "We should call one of those police sketch artists to come and draw it, and then we can put posters all over the school saying, oh, 'Do not approach, armed and dangerous.'" But it's like the whole scene's like 4 minutes.
It's so good, fucking it's so brilliant. Good.
And then like the whole reason it's Porky's is because there's a strip club named Porky's that they're all trying to get into because they're trying to get Pee-wee laid. The goal is that they're trying to get Pee-wee, who is the tiny guy, like who is like the geeky guy, to get him laid. So they go to Porky's and they get kicked out, and they start this rivalry with the owner of the establishment and his brother, who's like the good old boy, and blah blah blah. And it's such a fantastic movie, and it's like it is the epitome of like the high school. What a guy! It's like, man, yeah. I want girls. I want to see girls. I want to see boobies. I want to do this.
And the fact that you can understand that. Boys have always been the same exact way from the dawn of time until the time the fucking sun swallows up the earth. We will all be exactly the same way. I don't care how much technology changes. I don't care how much society changes. Boys will always be fucking horny.
Yep.
And we're always going to want one thing and one thing only. A Nintendo Switch.
World peace.
Pussy, man. That's what every teenage boy is after.
Such an aggressive word. Missy's face right now.
That is such an aggressive word.
He's just, oh my god.
It's just like, it like slapped her in the face. The word. She's drinking water, Borisita. You broke our guest.
It's okay. She needs to want to come back. Okay,
no, so I've been broken before. I mean, I live with my husband, my father-in-law, and my brother-in-law. That has been an education, I got to tell you, within itself. So
that's a lot of guys.
All right, so we have, what were the number threes?
Number threes were Ferris Bueller's Day Off, American Pie, Clueless, and Porky's. Right?
Yes.
Sounds about right.
All
right,
number twos.
Clueless. Numero dos.
What? How much time have we gone through?
22 minutes.
Shut the hell up.
We are flying by.
Shut the hell up.
Yeah.
This is going to be the shortest episode of fucking...
I think our newsy might be longer.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
My number two is Clueless.
Clueless.
Now I think you can talk about it.
Yes, now we can talk about it.
I mean, let's have some discussion because we're at 22 minutes.
Let's discuss. All right, you go first because you had it higher.
Well, for me, it came out in 1995, so I was 12. I don't give a shit, but I was. And I just remember watching it, and it was like super cool movie. The fashion and the, I mean, it's something that, like,
I still want a white Jeep because of this movie.
That was one of, I wanted I that still car want it. For years after that. I want Cher's white Jeep, and then too. You get into gas mileage, and you're like, maybe I don't.
No, I still want it.
The movie was it is based off of Jane Austen. Well, loosely based off of Jane Austen's Emma. Which I liked. Had a lot of 90s. I'm like a sucker for anything 90s. That's my jam. So me the too. Nox Zima commercial references.
That sweet Stacey Dash.
Paul Rudd.
Oh my God. When Alicia
the vampire.
Yes, he is a vampire.
No, Alicia Silverstone, when she gaffed and she was supposed to say Haitians, and instead she said the Haitians. It was an honest mistake, but they kept it.
It's perfect.
That's amazing.
It's perfect. Because she's doing a... have you ever seen it? No.
Clueless?
Yeah.
It's an honorable mention for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I love that movie.
It's a great movie. When she's doing the whole debate about the Haitians, it's Haitians, obviously, but she said Haitians, and it was an honest mistake, and the director loved it so much that she kept it in.
Oh, that's
the
perfect.
Haitians. The Haitians. And may I remind you, it does not say RSVP on the Statue of Liberty. great one-liners. I also like that Christian was like, I don't know if this is experience for everyone else, but he was like the first gay kid, I guess, in a movie that I had seen.
Sebastian Stan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
hope so, because if not, Christy's gonna stab me in the middle of the night.
No. The actor's name is Justin Walker.
Or remember when she?
But isn't there somebody that looks like Sebastian Stan?
Yeah, that's
that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He
looks like him.
When she gets in the car and he's like, "Do you like Billie Holiday?" And she goes, "I love him." Like,
oh yes,
that shit just hilarious. I love him.
Yeah, it's a great scene.
And of course, that was the first time I ever heard "No Doubt," which was the anthem of my life until. Never, because I still love No Doubt. So those are my reasons why it's my number two.
Vanessa, why was it on your mind?
I mean, pretty much the same thing Missy said. Like, I was 9 when that movie came out. So, like, to me, I was like, oh my God, that's what high school's going to be like.
Yes.
And I'm going to have
Lies.
A huge closet that I'm just going to be able to push buttons on a screen. And then the closet's going to pick my outfits for me. And then I'm going to have my white Jeep. And I'm going to tell my dad to buy me a white Jeep. And I'm going to be a lawyer so I can have lots of money. Like, I'm like, this is my life.
I'm going to pick lemons to squeeze into my dad's tea because that's normal.
No, and my favorite line from the movie is when they're, like, playing tennis. And Amber's like, the doctor said I can't do any activity where balls are flying.
Yeah. Well, there goes your social life. Yeah. Great one-liners.
Yes.
It was a really well-written movie.
One
it
of
really
my
was.
Favorite, I'd say one of the funniest scenes to me is them on the highway.
Yes.
Oh, my
yes.
God. Yes.
Them on the highway going and just, and they're going the right way. But she's just having, like, freaking
Never
out.
Never been on the
Well, because the highway's highway. Terrifying.
Yeah. But they're just screaming, like, oh, my God, what's that? And the semi-truck's going by.
And she's going, shut up. This guy's going to do something.
And then, like, Brittany Murphy getting her makeover.
Yes. See, another makeover
there
movie.
There you go. That's, I can see. It's a great movie.
It is a great movie.
It's a funny movie.
It's well acted, I would say, for a teen movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not like cheesy.
I think they acted the way that they were supposed to act for.
That's
the movie.
What I'm saying. Like, it was well done for being a teen movie. It wasn't just like, oh, look at me, like a Disney.
Hey, guys.
Look at me.
And it was also like the peak of Alicia Silverstone's popularity because it was around the time where she did the 3 Aerosmith movies videos.
Oh yeah.
So. All
crazy,
of that.
Right? She did crazy,
amazing, and
was it 3?
Crying. Yeah.
She was crying.
Sorry,
that was crazy.
It was a good summer.
Just to love
but that, no,
you.
There was a girl in my class the year that this came out that knew the movie from start to finish, like just randomly could quote like the entire. Movie, everybody's parts, every
What's,
scene.
Oh my God, my
and I couldn't
what,
do it.
What
but
I think,
like,
what I think is like maybe what one of the greatest gifts ever. the you're just oh my
a
God, what is it? A stuck up virgin who's a less hot version of me.
No,
am
no,
I combining two
not,
lines?
That's Mean Girls.
No.
Yes.
Yeah. Promise.
The what's the that's thing so that she
that she goes
way
harsh,
harsh tie yeah
she goes you're what why am I even taking your advice
oh,
you're
yes.
a virgin
who can't
drive
yeah the less hot version of me is Mean Girls
tie.
You're right yeah
way harsh tie
also Clueless brought us the wonderful terms whatever and as if
and jeepin', which I had to be an adult to figure out that he meant car like vehicle sex.
Oh, no. Did
you jeeping behind my back?
I learned
like,
a new word today.
That's so funny. He's talking about cars. No, he was talking about cars.
I learned a new word today. Thank you.
You jeeping behind my back.
I love it. Would you call me selfish? No, not to your face.
See, I've only seen Clueless one time, and it was well past the time that I was in high school. I was even out of college. So for me, I didn't bond with it the way that... that obviously, you know, you guys did and everyone else did. But I do appreciate the movie. It is very funny.
Oh, man. I forgot. Faison loves. Yeah. I love your man Christian is a cake boy. A what? He's a disco dancing, Oscar Wilde reading, Streisand ticket holding friend of Dorothy. You know what I'm saying? No way. Not even. Yes, even. He's gay. He does like to shop share, and that boy can dress.
Was it Faison Love or Donald Faison?
Donald Faison. Donald Faison. Yeah. Faison loves the guy that Christy confuses for Warren Sapp.
Yes. Yes.
In The Replacements.
I can't believe
that. She's told us many times.
I just want to keep mentioning that because she'll just get mad when she listens.
Can't even.
Was that it for Clueless?
Oh, man. And when you go on IMDb, this is the first
picture is the highway. That's amazing.
Her screaming on the highway.
Screaming out on the highway. So good. And it was Paul Rudd's third movie. And nowhere near Paul Rudd-ish dialogue, but
no.
I love it.
But he was so cute.
You mean to tell me that you argued your way from a C+ to an A-? Totally based on my powers of persuasion. You proud? Honey, I couldn't be prouder than if they were based on real grades. That movie's quotable.
Yeah,
that,
it really
that
is.
That might be a 100%. Quotable.
Yeah.
And then Rolling with the Homies is always
Rolling with the Homies.
All right. I mean, if my father-in-law can, if you mention Clueless and the first thing he does is Rolling with the Homies and he is rather mature, yeah, you know it's a classic.
He's rather mature. Christy loves that movie.
It's such a great movie. It's like one of those movies that I could watch it anytime it comes on TV. I like it so much.
It streams on Hulu, people of the internet.
Ah, Hulu.
I'm going to have to watch it.
It's on Hulu.
Yeah.
All right, Dave, what's your number two?
My number two is Ferris Bueller's Day Off, so I'm not sure if we can talk about this.
No, we can't.
All right, there we go.
All right, so we know it's on the mountain.
Jeffrey's number one is still a mystery.
I wonder what it could be.
Vanessa, what's your?
My number two is 10 Things I Hate About You.
Oh, we can talk about it.
Right? We can talk about it? And yeah. We have it higher?
Because I had it at 4.
I love Heath Ledger.
Heath Ledger, that movie, I fell in love with. I mean, there was other stuff, but that movie, when he does the performance.
Yes, when he starts dancing.
I love you.
I want someone to do that for me.
Based off of Taming of the Shrew, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And, I mean, it's got, you've got Heath Ledger, Julia Stiles, Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
I've never been a fan of Julia Stiles.
Get out of my house.
Never.
You don't like Save the Last Dance?
Outside of honorable mention.
Wait,
I love that movie.
Outside of Save the Last
Dance. I love that movie. You can get out too.
Outside of Save the Last Dance and 10 Things I Hate About You, name another Julia Stiles movie.
Didn't she do O?
Yeah. Yeah, she did.
I can't because everything I've ever seen her in, I really don't like.
Really?
And the thing is, I don't hate 10 Things I Hate About You.
Oh, she was in the Bourne movies. She was
Oh, yeah, I hated her in the Bourne movies.
I had to look this up, though.
Yeah.
She's
Silver Linings Playbook.
She was in one season of Dexter, and yeah, I hated her character.
Jennifer Lawrence's sister in Silver Linings Playbook.
And so at this point, it's not like, okay, well, I didn't like the character. I don't like her. I don't like her acting. I mean, I don't know her personally. I don't like her as an actress.
Just
like,
show me on this doll where she touched you, dude.
No, I've never
Maggie Gyllenhaal. Remember how much you hated her?
And again, not her. I don't appreciate her as an actress.
Mm. Oh, she was in Mona Lisa Smile.
She was in Inside Amy Schumer, and her character's name was Girl Number Two.
Oh, there you go. They probably stole that name from someone else.
I'm sure they did.
A Guy Thing with Jason Lee and what's her face? Selma Blair. Another one I had a crush on.
Yeah.
But yeah, 10 Things I Hate About You is a solid pick.
Thank you, Hellboy.
Yeah, it's there's so many different tales that go on throughout it, and like you've got the overprotective dad
who's hilarious,
who's hysterical.
Get the baby bump.
You've got Alex Mack, who
I loved. Alex Mack. I was totally with Diego on that.
I had a super crush on her. Gabrielle Union was
in it? I thought it was Diego that picked.
No, he picked Alex Mack. I just had a crush on her. Yeah, the dad, Larry Miller. He was
hilarious.
The dad. Fantastic. The movie's just it's a fun movie. It's a great one. It has a good message.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know? That it
and
does have.
I don't know, man. And you had it higher up, so I don't know what other stuff. But I just was fascinated by. I'm not usually a fan of those like lovey-dovey teen movies.
I don't feel like it's that lovey-dovey, is it?
Yes, and I guess
it is. I would call it a lovey-dovey movie.
I think at its core it is. You know, but I absolutely love 10 Things I Hate About
It manages to weave that romantic quality
but it's
into
still like
the
a
high
fun
school
movie
thing.
And it, but it's a fun movie. It's an easy watch.
It's a very multifaceted movie. Yeah, mm-hmm. Now that I'm thinking about this, maybe I like this
you
movie
get,
more than I
and
thought.
And you get perspective on different experiences of, you know, the guys are trying to get it in, the girls are just trying to figure out. Like, you have Julia Stiles, who's, like, the angry teen, mm-hmm. and then her sister, who's, like, the peppy, popular wannabe or whatever, and the pretty boy. What's his name?
Andrew Keegan. Oh, he was hot back in the day.
This was actually Heath Ledger's first American movie.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, and then when they read the 10 Things I Hate About You poem at the end, that's kind of
that
some...
poem is so great.
Yeah.
Apparently, it said that they only took one take and that those tears were not planned. In this, originally in the show.
She's a good actress.
right, Dave?
I didn't say she wasn't a good actress. I'm not saying she's a bad actress. I'm saying I don't care for her acting.
Well,
it's not that I hate her. It's just that I don't care if she dies.
Wow, that was really strong.
No, that's what... But I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It's like Benicio del Toro. He's a fine actor, but I don't care for any of his roles.
Is he going to be the new villain person from the new Pirates movie?
Yes. No.
Is that
Benicio del Toro?
That's
very racist.
Javier Bardem.
Yeah.
They're look exactly Dopper the same. Gangers.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
Andrew Keegan didn't know how to draw genitals for one scene, and David Krumholtz had to teach him.
Doesn't know how to draw genitals?
Wow.
The hell? How is that even possible?
I'm like, I have no words.
Oh, yeah, no, it's totally the wrong guy. Whoopsie.
Yeah, they don't look anything alike.
The table dance scene is what led Julia Stiles' leading role in Save the Last Dance.
Huh.
Hmm. So this movie had some drawbacks.
Go figure that a dance scene would go on to get a girl a role in a dance movie.
Internet was drunk when it tried to tell me that Benicio del Toro's doppelganger is Brad Pitt. Get out of here.
No.
It's just because they have scruffy
shape.
Beards.
No, and they have the same facial shape.
Yeah. Oh, and I love the teacher in like... the English teacher where he's like, oh, he asks Kat a question and she answers him correctly. She's like, yeah, I want to do this assignment. And he's like, get out of my class.
Are you smart?
She's like, don't start. And then he's like, just get out of my class. He's great. And when she flashes the coach to get...
Yeah, not every day you meet a girl that'll flash you to get out of detention.
Like, this is how we're going to... Was it to distract the other team? They're gonna go left and we're gonna go right, and then he's like, "Well, how are you gonna do that?" Oh, like this, and she just flashes him. Like, it's so good.
And Heath Ledger when he's talking to Joseph Gordon-Levitt to get higher, and he goes, "What is it with this girl? Does she have beer flavored nipples or something?"
That's a great line. Beer flavored nipples. Wow, how would that even work?
I don't know, but I want it to happen.
Yeah, I want to find out.
Go experiment, Dave. Be a pioneer.
Steph, run away.
Steph, go.
You've got homework, babe.
Run away to the fridge.
But yeah, 10 Things I Hate About You. Fantastic. That's a great pick. I love it. I like it a lot. So, so that was your number two?
Yes.
Now I'm thinking about pouring beer.
All right.
On.
Oh, jeez. On boobies. Here we go. So, my number.
So, David's distracted.
Yeah. My number two. I moved up from the 50s to the 70s now.
Good job.
And it is Dazed and Confused.
That's a good one.
I've watched this movie probably at least 25 to 30 times.
I've only seen it one time.
One more time than I have.
I fucking love this movie. You've got, you know, Matthew McConaughey as Wood Wooderson with the now infamous line, I love all these right, high school right. girls, man. I get older, they stay the same age. Young Ben Affleck in this movie.
Well, done the all right. Also
he does all right. Mila Jovovich is in this movie. Joey Lord Adams is in this movie.
That's a great
Adam
movie.
Goldberg's in
it's
the
a
movie.
It's a very good movie.
Anthony Rapp is in this movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Neri should know who that is now by this point. And it's just,
but he won't.
Yeah. Last day of, I believe it was the last day of school.
Mm-hmm.
They've got the seniors that are fucking with all the with the incoming. The girls do their own thing. Yeah. I remember the whole famous fry like eggs, fry like eggs, and they're sizzle like bacon, you little piggies. I think that's what they were calling them. They were saying to them, and it was Parker Posey. That was the mean girl. That was the main girl.
Parker Posey. I love her so much.
And then the guys, they had the paddles that they made in wood shop to go after the freshmen to paddle the shit out of them before they left. And it was just, you know, you had the guy that he was the football quarterback, didn't know if he still wanted to do it. He was realizing that's not what he wanted to do with his life. That's not where he wanted to go. The coach was like, no, this is what you got to do. You got to do it. And it was his story. Then you had the young guy, Mitch, who his older sister's a senior, and he's just kind of like, he's kind of fortunate enough that he gets befriended by like some of the quarterback that I just talked about, mm-hmm. and a couple of the other guys. But Ben Affleck is going after him and his friend the whole movie to beat the shit out of him. It's just so much going on in the movie. Like, Matthew McConaughey is the best character in that whole movie.
Yeah.
But like,
yeah.
Like I to me, the one thing I got out of that movie was, no more Mr. Nice Guy. That's when they're just beating the shit out of the dude after the baseball game. But it just shows them, like, I wasn't around in the 70s, so I don't know how
what?
You weren't?
You're such a poser. Why are you picking this movie?
Well, I wasn't there in the 50s.
How dare
either.
You?
But it was very much like not knowing, part of the story of not knowing where you want to go, that you, as you're a senior, the other side of the young guys coming in and like realizing a little bit about what high school is really about. You know, you've got the creeper who
high school's about getting it in.
Seriously.
Apparently.
Well,
for boys, for girls, it's about
cheerleading and lip gloss, guys.
Oh, stop it!
OMG,
high school is just as much about sex for girls.
Not mine.
Okay,
all right. I read a lot.
I love it. Like, you've got characters that, like, all I'm saying is that if I ever start referring to these as the best years of my life, remind me to kill myself.
That's
like,
funny.
There's just. Like, oh, and then like, you've got the stoner guys that it's like, are you cool, man? Like, how? All right. Like, it's just I love them. And then like Matthew McConaughey with the redhead, that's another line that I love. That it's like, hey, there's a party at the Moon Tower, and she's like, okay. So like, you gonna check it out? Yeah. All right. Do you smoke? No. It'd be cool. Or do you have any? Then he goes to the little kid. He's like, do you got any beer? No. It'd be cooler if you did. And it's like, it just Matthew McConaughey throughout that whole movie is just fucking gold.
He's
gold.
I need to watch this again.
I love Dazed and Confused. I absolutely fucking love it.
I'm almost certain that the one time I saw it, I was stoned out of my mind.
Well, and then you've got the guy, like, that he's gonna throw a party at his parents' house because they're leaving out of town, and as they're packing up the car, the guy shows up with the keg, delivering the keg, and the dad's like, yeah, no, we're leaving. And and as throughout the series of the movie, people knock on the door and the dad opens the door and they just turn right back around and walk away. We've all had that situation of house parties and stuff like that. So I just it has a lot of little elements that I absolutely freaking love.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I had to put it on there, Dazed and Confused. I fucking love that movie.
Awesome.
So that's my number two.
Good job.
That's all right. Number two?
That's my number two.
Number two.
So let's go to Facebook.
Do you want to read the Geekmore ones and I'll read the ones on Neri's?
Honorable. Yeah, you go ahead and start with Neri's while I go to Geekmore.
Wait, I need to find Don't forget Here yours, David.
No, I will not.
Oh, okay. Are we
or there
to,
will be no.
Are we supposed to FaceTime?
There will be no beer.
No, I texted her. She said that I didn't have to do that.
There will be no beer flavored nipples for you if you forget,
yeah,
David.
Yeah, you should.
Well, Stephanie from the Mamas and Merlot.
And your house.
And my house.
Your wife.
And hopefully beer-flavored nipples later tonight.
I might change her name on my phone to that.
To beer nipples.
God. That's guess what's getting changed.
You're gonna do it now.
Do you want to do it or you want me? It might be weird if I do it.
I'll do it.
Yeah. In the chat. Nice.
She put Scream at number 4, Cruel Intentions at number 3, American Pie at number 2. Her honorable mentions were Clueless, Bye Bye Birdie, Easy A, Heathers, and High School Musical.
Easy A is a good one.
And her number 1 was Mean Girls.
See, Scream was one I almost put on there, but it takes place in high school.
Yeah, but it's not really about high school.
My instinctually, I wanted to put it as well on my mountain, but it was just
closer to your mouth, please. I can't hear you.
Keeping with the whole that it's about the high school experience.
Right.
It's about murder, and it's a great movie. I still to this day can watch Scream 1 and 3 any given day. Scream 2.
Two. No, I like 2 also. No.
Yeah.
Not as much as the other 2.
Scary movie.
I saw Frightened.
I don't like Scary Movie.
That's so scary. I'm scared.
No, me gusta. Okay, so from Neri's post on Facebook.
Did he have a mountain?
He didn't put it. Somebody text him and tell him to send it to me. Okay, so Twiggy Twig says Breakfast Club, American Pie, Fast Times at Richmond High, and Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Lindsay Cruz says 10 Things I Hate About You, Breakfast Club, The Craft, and Clueless. And then she also added Mean Girls, so I don't know if one of those is an honorable mention. Marcos Ruiz, Breakfast Club, Taps, The Principal, and Summer School. Mm-mm-mm. Kyle Bent just said Mean Girls. Daniel Converse, Dazed and Confused, Fast Times at Ridgemont High, American Pie, and Clueless. Quills, Breakfast Club, Mean Girls, 10 Things I Hate About You, Can't Hardly Wait. Can't Hardly Wait is a good one, too.
Wait, Quills is the person's name?
Yes.
Oh, because there's a movie named Quills. That's why I got confused.
It's like her pen name.
Oh.
Like our stage
What's
name.
Up, Quills?
What up, Q?
Quills.
Dave Siegel says Ferris Bueller's Day Off, The Breakfast Club, 16 Candles, and Election. I wrote, why can't I share this? Because it wasn't a public post. Heather Nelson says that her mountain is what she calls the Zac Efron Quartet. So it's 17 again. Geez. And High School Musical 1, 2, and 3.
Hmm.
I respect that.
There's major judgment here. Super judgment.
If you couldn't hear it, we had to announce it for you. Yvette LaRosa says The Breakfast Club, 16 Candles, Fast Times, and Romeo and Michelle's High School Reunion. And that is an honorable mention for me because I love Phoebe. David Flick, Can't Hardly Wait, Varsity Blues, Dazed and Confused, Superbad, and honorable mention to Weird Science. I liked Weird Science.
Weird Science.
Weird Science is not the one where they make a woman.
Yeah, to get it in. That's why it's totally a high school movie.
Mike Alexander says Heather's, Porky's, Weird Science, and Sky High.
Sky High, fuck! Honorable mention getting changed.
Sky High. Wait, I'm confusing it with
That's
another
That's the one
movie.
With Kurt Russell.
Right, so it's a high school of a for Disney superheroes.
Movie. Oh, no, you guys hadn't seen that one.
No.
Because we said that you
in
needed to watch it.
That it came out in
that
2005?
That movie is The Tits.
It came out in 2005 and I didn't see it.
Well, Neri's not here, so I'm going to have 6 honorable mentions.
I'm not going to stop you. Missy's husband Danny says American Pie, Breakfast Club, Ferris Bueller, and Dead Poets Society. Honorable
Dead Poets Society, fantastic.
Yeah.
Honorable mention it's to ADA, Superbad, and Varsity Blues. Terry Wayne, Breakfast Club, Fast Times, Bueller, and Dazed and Confused. Luis Diaz, Superbad, Breakfast Club, Grease, and Mean Girls. And that's
Grease. That's the first mention of Grease so far.
Yeah.
I wanted to put it on my mountain.
And it was still mentioned too soon.
Is that but you're the one that I want. Thank you, all three of you. I love you.
But okay. Grease? Well, okay. Well, we could table that in case it's somebody's number one.
Neri Sainz.
Science.
Bless you.
Science. Yeah.
Has Ferris Bueller. he put Bueller.
B-R-U-L-L-E-R.
That's Bueller. That's the knockoff one.
Yeah.
They did.
That's the one he saw.
It's because the Calle Ocho version.
As he said many times before, he's poor. So that's the one that he was poor. So that's the one he got to see.
That's the one they played at the Dollar Theater.
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, which is one we said... might be. Not,
I don't think of it really as a high
history paper
yeah.
for high school. But
it's an adventure movie in my eyes, not really a high school
Risky
one.
Business.
Again, I don't really think of it as a high school one, you know?
He was a high school pimp.
Who's and Tony and Michelle?
I think he means Roman.
He's right, yeah. Lean on Me.
Those but again, that's another, you know, dollar theater.
Lean on Me.
Yeah, he's got Lean on Me as his number four. Honorable mentions, Can't Buy Me Love, Dazed and
Can't
Confused.
Oh, Can't Buy Me Love was a good one.
And Tony and Michelle, Romy and Michelle.
Tony and Michelle.
Then on the Mount Geekmore, we have Alex Suarez has American Pie, Girl Next Door. That's a great movie. Easy A, Bill and Ted's. Honorable mentions, Porky's, Risky Business, Dead Poets Society, and The Breakfast Club. Andres Riano from 4 to 1 has Superbad, Stand and Deliver, Mean Girls, The Breakfast Club. Honorable mentions, Easy A, 17 again, and Project X. Louis Mayo, I am not going to read the 15 that you put. the four that you narrowed it to are 16 Candles, Fast Times, Dangerous Minds, and Dead Poets Society. First mention of Dangerous Minds, I think. I don't know if anybody on yours.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
I didn't say Dangerous Minds.
Benjamin Boyd has from 4 to 1, Superbad, Mean Girls, Girl Next Door, and Ferris Bueller. Honorable mention, American Pie, Project X, Clueless, Fast Times. Renee Sanchez, Superbad, Varsity Blues, Varsity Blue, 10 Things I Hate About You. Honorable mentions, American Pie, Can't Hardly Wait, and Clueless, and Remember the Titans.
In that college?
Remember the Titans? No, it's a high school
They're
team.
They're in high school.
Yeah. Carlos Navarrete has...
Hey, Carlos.
What up?
Carlos.
Has Breakfast Club, 10 Things I Hate About You, Karate Kid, and Back to the Future.
Karate Kid very nearly made my mountain.
Honorable mentions, American Pie, Fast Times, Friday Night Lights, and Superbad. Friday Night Lights, which one was that one, Vanessa?
I don't know. I don't think I saw
that
movie.
That's not the one with Denzel, right?
No, no, it's not.
Okay, all right. Just making sure.
Get out of my house.
Get the fuck out of my house.
Shows up and trains the football team.
Nope. Isn't that the one where he changes all their lives through football? Nope.
Ma'am. Wrong.
Actually, no, he might have in Friday Night Lights. I don't remember. Or as I described it,
to watch it again.
Friday Night Lights, the one that is in Texas but not with Vanderbeek.
The movie about Texas football without Dawson.
Leanna, your bonus. Big points. I was trying to remember the name of this movie. So good. Okay. Leanna Citron has Carrie, Heathers, Christine, and Bring It On.
Carrie?
I don't remember if Christine was a high school. Was yeah, because it was his car in high school, right?
It's been so long since I've seen Christine.
But bonus,
Carrie's a good high school.
Her honorable mention, fucking awesome pick, Toy Soldiers.
Oh, that is a great movie.
That is a military high school.
Yeah.
My high school
jacket didn't make it, or
what?
No, whoa. Full Metal Jacket.
I knew where you were going.
I knew where you were going, but I was trying to think of
Silver Metal Jacket.
I'm so distracted because I have the oil diffuser behind you on the table, and it just looks like your head is on fire. Yeah. Because I see
it's lava.
I see the vapor coming out of her
it's
head.
It's mindful meditation.
Is that what it is?
Nope.
Oh, good. Nathan's in my bed. Great.
Yep. Where he belongs.
Daisy Fresnel. This is in no particular order. Breakfast Club, Dead Poets Society, Ferris Bueller and Mean Girls, Honorable Mentions, Weird Science, Porky's, Heathers, and Freedom Riders. Thank you for your new listener. Thanks for joining us, Daisy. We appreciate you.
Hey, Daisy.
Raul Hernandez of 80 Podcasts has...
All on this network.
4, 3, 2, 1, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Dazed and Confused. Album is Amazeballs. I agree with you. Mean Girls and Superbad as his number one. Honorable mentions, Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, I forgot Napoleon Dynamite.
Boys in the Hood.
I didn't.
Gangsta. And Remember the Titans.
Wait. Say that again. Boys in the Hood?
Yeah.
Raul said that.
Yes.
Okay. Napoleon Dynamite is one of the few movies that I have walked out on.
Wait. The most.
Really?
I could not stand that movie.
Which movie?
Napoleon Dynamite. Oh.
Tina, come get some dinner. Yeah.
These are my tater tots.
That is one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
I don't know. I've never watched it, but I think that movie either you're like immediately start quoting one lines or you hated it. And I've
that heater guy
it.
Is not funny.
Hated it.
Hate is not that, funny. Is that, did I use my right words? Hated it.
Yes. Sure.
Are you falling asleep?
No.
Me. Está mimiendo.
Past tense is hooded, right?
All right. Up shit. So, Missy, what's your honorable mentions?
Oh, please hold.
Okay. David, what's your honorable mentions?
No, wait. I got, it.
She's got it.
Look how many notes she has. Hey, guess way who's more
got,
prepared than
guess who's got six honorable mentions and Neri can't do shit about it?
Me.
Everybody here.
Well,
I have six. Sorry, babe. I keep breaking your rules.
Okay, I have five.
Dave, you better have five or more.
Shit, I deleted a bunch. I'm going to add another four.
Rebel. This is the rebellion. I have Juno as an honorable mention.
Oh, great movie.
Yeah, Juno's good.
Oh, that's a good movie.
Bring It On as an honorable mention.
I have that as I love that movie.
Just because the Eliza Dushku's...
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I know. She's really pretty.
Sorry.
I actually thought she was prettier than Sarah Michelle Gellar and...
Oh yeah, yeah.
100%. Anyway, her name, she's like the anti cheerleader
cuz she's a gymnast.
Right.
A gymnast.
And her name's Missy. So when I first saw the movie, I was like, "Oh." That's me. But I'm never going to be a cheerleader. I also put Easy A as an honorable mention and The Duff. I like that movie.
I didn't get to see that movie.
It's cute. I like
to
it.
Watch it.
And Scream, because this is America and I make the rules.
Percent America.
Percent
of America.
But yeah.
All right, David.
It's about the high school experience about murder. Can I?
The high school with murder.
Yeah.
How does
murder
that get better?
High school.
Sounds like a Disney movie.
I've got Back to the Future. I've got Say Anything, which is a fantastic movie
that
has not been mentioned yet.
Yes.
And again, very nearly made my mountain. Dead Poets Society, the only reason why it didn't is because I think that the focus of the movie, and maybe this is just my opinion, is on the teacher and not on the students. So I don't think of it as a high school movie.
It's high school
for students. Yes, it's high school adjacent. That's exactly it. I've got American Graffiti, and again, the only reason why this one didn't make my mountain is because it is technically right after high school. It's just after high school graduation.
The gap year.
The summer after high school.
And Rebel Without a Cause.
I was waiting, because if you didn't mention it, I knew it was your number one.
Dude, you know, I was this, missed it by that much. I almost put it on the mountain. The only reason why I didn't is because it really isn't so much about the high school experience. It's more about the youth and the youth in rebellion and what and the relationship between the youth and their parents and how neither can see that they can really identify with the other. It is, in my opinion, the coming of age movie.
Okay.
But I struggled really hard for a very long time. I really wanted to put this on the mountain, but it is not enough about high school to do that. But it is the best movie on here. We miss you, James Dean.
She's got an itch. We miss you, Heath Ledger, too.
Great pick.
Yeah.
Yes.
R.I.P., bro. Okay.
Vanessa?
My honorable mentions are... Okay, well, I already said Not Another Teen Movie, Save the Last Dance, Grease, High School Musical, shout out to Christy because I miss her, and Romeo and Michelle and Bring It On. Just I love Bring It On so
bring
much.
Bring It On.
Remember that when, because Bring It On.
Gabrielle Union's in that movie.
Yeah. And it was right when the bug came out on, like, was released.
Yes, the new Beetle, the Volkswagen Beetle. That's another car that I was like, I want to drive that. I still want to drive that car. I need like a 12 car driveway because of all these movies, I want all of these cars.
I just want a range.
Oh, all right.
Is that all?
Just a range.
Just a range.
My honorable mentions are Sky High, because that fucking movie's fantastic, and I totally forgot. Not Another Teen Movie. Super Bad. Dead Poet Society. Clueless. And Summer School. Summer School, I can speak for on behalf of Christy that she would tell me that she would go because the Blockbuster and re-rent that movie over and over again. She loved Summer School. And we were watching it. I think it was 2.5 weeks ago. It was on like Stars or it was on some random channel in the middle of the day. And we stopped what we were doing and we watched it again it's more about the summer school experience. But Mark Harmon, man. I could stare into that guy's eyes.
I love him.
Oh, my God.
He does.
NCIS. That's like... But
Kirstie Alley's in that movie.
Yes, she's the other teacher.
Before the Alien.
But yeah, so those are my honorable mentions. So number ones.
Numero uno.
Missy.
Mixy. Breakfast Club is my number one.
This is my number one as well.
It's a good movie.
Don't you?
Yeah.
Forget about it. So you guys talk about it.
Are we gonna talk about it?
No, we're talking about it. Number one, boo.
You go first.
Me?
Yeah.
This is okay. Number one, boo boo.
You mean tonight, boo boo?
There is no other movie that opens your eyes to like walking in another person's shoes quite like The Breakfast Club. Yeah. And I hadn't seen this movie since I was in high school. I had only seen it the one time. I saw it again today because there were, like I said, a number of movies that just popped into my head. I hadn't seen this one in a long, long time. I said, all right, if I have... I didn't have enough time to rewatch a couple of movies or watch new ones. I said, if I'm going to watch one, I want to rewatch this one because I remember it impacting me a lot. But I didn't quite remember where it stood. And I saw it again today, and I think it impacted me even more. Mm-hmm. And it reminded me, as a teacher, that there are so many other things going on in kids' lives that sometimes you have to take a step back and say, yeah, this homework assignment isn't important.
The end of the world.
This classwork assignment is not important. And I think what? I try to do that as a teacher. I try as very hard as possible to not be the Mr. Vernon of these kids' lives. You know, I am not the bull. You are not going to get my horns. You start off watching this movie thinking I am this character. And then as the movie progresses, you say, No, I'm not. I'm actually more like this character. And as the movie keeps going, you start the message of the movie is so clear.
We're all
and
the
it's
same.
It's something that I don't think anyone wrote the youth quite like John Hughes did. It could have been 16 Candles. It could have been Pretty in Pink. Vacation, you know? He writes, he understands the youth in a way that no one understands. Before him, no one after him. I mean, the guy's just a fucking genius. If you listen to Bender's monologue about what goes on in his house and you don't start fucking crying, you're fucking heartless, you know? and there it is. I just fucking put it out there. You are heartless. There's so many moments in this movie where you are laughing your ass off, and then from one second to the next, you're in tears and uncontrollable sobbing. There is, and I watched it today and I timed it. There's a 17-minute conversation. That's it. Towards the end of the film, right before the final scene where, you know, the story's wrapping up and everyone's leaving. The climax of the movie is a 17-minute conversation. That's fucking incredible. And you're sobbing and crying the whole time. You feel like a manic depressive.
The sobbing and one more honorable mention. I'm at 7. Cry baby.
That was funny. That was for you, Nary.
Yeah, I am so glad I rewatched this movie today. And I vowed today to watch this movie every August before I go back to work to remind myself of what it's like to be a kid and what it's like to have other shit in your life that is more important than what some fucking adult thinks.
Yeah.
And I told you guys recently in the chat, I had one of those reminders just the other day where I assigned a project, a very hefty project worth 2 test grades, and one of my students came up to me and said, sir, I can't complete the project. I need to leave the group. And I said, you can't do that. You're going to get a 0. It's a group project. There's no way you can do it on your own. And he said, well, I'm going to take the 0 then because I don't want to screw over my group. I said, well, what's the problem? And he says, well, they need to film their project on these days. He says, I can't make it. And I said, why? He says, I work. My parents can't make ends meet, and I work to help pay the bills. This is not a student who has ever given me excuse about anything. This is not a line or, you know, some way to try to get out of this project, you know. And he's a good student, a B, you know, plus A minus student. And I immediately realized, like, this project doesn't fucking matter. I said, listen, you do whatever you can, write the script, edit the project. You don't have to be there for the filming. You know, you do whatever it is that you have to do. And at that moment, I didn't even give a fuck if he did the project. I wanted him to be able to get his shit together, you know, and be able to be a fucking kid, you know. And that's what this movie does so beautifully, so wonderfully. You know, we're the geek and the princess and the criminal, and you know, we're all of them, man.
The athlete and the basket.
That was very well said.
Thank you. I wanted to make a joke in the middle of it, but I didn't want to interrupt
you.
No.
What was the joke?
I was going to say he had a crush on you. But no, you ruined it.
I'm sorry. Missy, I feel like I took over. I'm sorry.
No.
Missy just goes ditto.
No. I actually, it's funny that you said that you watched it recently, because last weekend I kind of went on a Apple spending spree, and I saw a lot of movies. One of which was
we should add her to the family.
And I watched it from start to finish, you know, not because usually I put on, sometimes I'm like the queen of reruns, so I'll put on stuff in the background just to have noise. But I didn't do anything. I was like watching it, and I remember watching it as a kid in high school, and having a completely different like experience as I did watching it as an adult. I'm not an educator, but for me, what I connected with now was, you know, it's getting around that time where the family planning is around the corner, and I just put myself in the position of the parents. Like, parents very rarely know really what's going on with their kids, especially in high school. And so as a kid watching it in high school, I for sure 100% related to the basket case. Now as an adult watching it, like remembering the beginning when she walks in and doesn't say anything, just walks to the back. Yeah. I cackled so hard at that because I was like, that's fucking hilarious. Just like, there's no reason, like not a good morning, nothing, just to the end. And I like one of the quotes that I love, where they at the end when they ask Anthony Michael Hall to write the essay.
Yeah.
And he says, I wrote it down because I started watching it before I came over. We accept the fact we had to spend a Saturday in detention for whatever we did wrong. And what we did was wrong. But we think you're crazy to make us write an essay telling us who we think we are. What do you care? You see us as who you want us to.
Yeah.
And so I feel like I think it's a timeless movie. The themes of bullying and academic pressure and the pressure of being an athlete and the stigma of being either the basket case or the criminal, it rolls over. I mean, this movie came out in 1985.
And it's just as relevant
And it's
today.
Just as relevant today as it was back then. And I didn't watch it from the perspective as an educator. I watched it as a future parent where you think like, my gosh, like I hope that I can stay connected to my kid,
right?
So that maybe they're not going to always want to tell you everything that's going on, but at least they have somebody at home that they can talk to about it.
This is definitely a handbook of what not to do as a parent.
I mean, yes and no, because
there's I saw this and I thought, wow, okay, so don't do that. Okay, definitely don't do that.
The pressure of the identity that parents project on their kids is crippling to whatever extent, but especially in high school because there's so much going on that you don't really know. Like, how the fuck are you supposed to figure out who you are? Who you are at 17 is not who you are, not even 3 years later.
Yeah.
In some ways, I think that's even more of an issue today.
Yeah.
Because it used to be that you went to college, and by year two, you had to decide on what your major was going to be, and you can kind of just get your general requirements out of the way at the beginning. But now it's getting so that, you know, forget high school, because that's already passed. In middle school, people are attending magnet schools and schools with specialty areas of focus so that they can get the leg up on people who in high school are going to decide, hey, so this is what I want to study. That is absolutely mind-boggling to me, how a 12-year-old can decide, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. Yeah. I wanted to be fucking Batman at 12 years old. I'm not kidding. I studied criminal justice my first year in college, and I very quickly decided, this is not for me. Mm. I am not going to wear a cape. I'm not going to bust bad guys. That's not going to fucking happen.
It's easier to watch the movies.
Yeah, so much easier. You know, that's something that you very quickly forget what it's like to have all those pressures.
So that's why I think that it's a timeless movie, because you can 100% connect to it as a kid in high school. And then if you watch it as an adult, whether it's coming from a perspective of an educator, mm-hmm. or a parent, or just a person who has teenagers in their lives.
Or whatever. I mean, people don't change. People have issues in their life that you have no idea what they're going through,
and
they may project something, and that's
it's such,
you know, there's so much going on. Oh my god, so
movie.
Incredibly well written,
like
well acted too. And this is something that I didn't catch on to as a kid when I saw it, but the acting in this movie is fucking outstanding, and these are kids. Like, they are legit kids. They were 16, 17 years old.
Judd Nelson is incredible.
What a dreamboat he was.
Does Barry Manilow know you raid
his closet?
I'll give you the answer to that next week. great one-liners. Yeah.
For me, it's those subtle moments when they're transitioning from, this is a really funny line, to, oh shit, it just got serious and I didn't even realize.
Super fast. Lunchtime, remember when Judd Nelson's character sits with Anthony Michael Hall, mm-hmm. and he makes fun of what life in his house is like.
Yeah.
He doesn't know that, like, in the opening scene when his mom is yelling at him to make sure that he could study or whatever, that, like, he's been projected as the brain at home and at school. And it goes from very funnily making fun of his, you know, his lunch to him exposing his reality.
And you see Anthony Michael Hall, like, feel crushed at that moment. Yeah. It's like, do I let on that much that this is who I am and this is who I am at home? And then Andy turns around and he says, you know, oh, okay, so what's your home life mm-hmm. like? And you see him think about it for just a moment. He's like, do I tell you? Do you need to know what it's like? Like, should I tell you?
No, I think it's a big fuck
and
you.
And then finally he decides, he's like, no, you asked the question. You're man enough to ask me. You're man enough to know what the fuck happens in my house.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he goes into that. And, you know, at first you think, okay, it's an act. And then you come to realize, like, this isn't a fucking act. Mm. And then, you know, Emilio Estevez, you know, he's like, I don't believe that.
Emilio!
That's bullshit. And you see it. You know,
it's a great movie. And they were kids, for all intents and purposes, they were kids when they filmed it.
Yeah.
And I think great written movie, directed great.
Great soundtrack.
And the message behind it is, like, timeless. Mm-hmm. And then, just make sure the boys are happy, Judd Nelson gets it in with the princess of the school.
Yeah.
So everyone's happy.
Yeah. And the... the janitor is the guy who drops the best wisdom in the whole movie. You know, he turns to Vernon and he's like, "No, man, kids don't change. They never change. You changed."
Yeah.
Like,
or when he goes,
"What the fuck?"
The thought that the principal, what was his name, Vernon?
I think it was like the assistant principal. He was the disciplinarian.
And he's like, the thought that wakes me up at night is that one day these kids are going to take care of me. And the janitor's like, don't count on it.
Yeah. That's 100% fucking true.
Yeah. So, great movie.
Yeah.
Okay. Fantastico.
So now to move on.
All right, Vanessa.
My number one is Mean Girls.
All right. We finally get to talk about it.
Yeah. Mean Girls.
Like, that movie came out, like, as I was a senior in high school, so I'm like, that movie speaks to me because this is what's happening.
If you're a girl,
that's your life, babe.
This was my number four. Okay, just if you were a girl.
Yeah, it was his number.
It was your number four.
All right, I'm sorry.
Right,
but I'm agreeing, and then now it's, I'm just saying.
Fuck you.
As a girl, it spoke to me.
Yeah, no, it's got to speak to you more than it does me.
It's
your number one. It was my number four.
Like, just like the clickiness of the movie, man. I watched it recently as a grown up, and I still find it funny.
It is so quotable.
It really is. I mean, well, it's Tina Fey. It's Amy Poehler. Is Regina George's mom. Mm-hmm. And I love that. They're like,
I'm not a regular mom. I'm
a cool mom. And if you listen to Mamas and Merlot, it's in our intro.
Is there alcohol in this? No. But do you want some? Because if you're going to do it, I'd rather you do it in the house.
Mom, go fix your hair.
She's like, oh, you girls keep me young. Like, and I love that her boobs are like
biting on
hard.
The nipple. Yes.
It's beer flavored.
Ah, there it is.
That's my only reference in this because I had never seen Mean Girls. So
you need really. I'm gonna yell at Christy because you need to watch Mean Girls.
Well,
she doesn't force me into things that I don't want
to
do.
I'm gonna force you to do it.
That's why I've never seen Twilight, and I'm happy.
Well, that
you're not
missing.
It would be criminal to force you to watch that.
I live.
We're trying
in
to help you here, Jeffrey.
Oh no, she
right?
would never do that.
This is the makeover movie that Vanessa's so
yes,
fond
this
of.
Is another makeover movie.
It is a makeover
because
movie.
She was like the nerdy African. Exchange student. Yeah, but she came from Africa. She wasn't born in Africa.
Her kid.
Oh, her, I was like,
her parents were in Africa,
and they decided that she, instead of being homeschooled, they want her to go to a regular school. So they take a job at a town somewhere.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think they say where.
School for the first time ever.
My first crush was a boy named Mfume.
And I love that. Like she compares high school to. Like an African jungle, and like you see all the kids, like they start moving like animals and monkeys, and I thought it was really well done. It's very funny. I liked it a lot.
On Wednesdays we were pink.
No, I guess she's on
that. I know
that's like the rules of feminism.
Yeah, there's a lot of like
Fedrin. Phenamine. the oddest lines are the ones that I love about that movie.
I love when what's this dude screams there, I want my pink shirt back. It's hilarious.
Damien. Yeah.
Oh, he's the best.
Too gay to function.
Yeah.
Oh, the hot burn
dog.
Book.
Wait, meet out with a hot dog. That was
one time.
There's tons of one-liners that are really
funny.
She
doesn't even go here.
But I think the fundamental message behind Mean Girls is that
it has a good message. I think.
It's that the whole girl thing. It's tough being a chick. And
it is like and what
and you got to navigate a lot of passive aggressive shit.
Mm-hmm. That too. And when at the toward like when they're having the big meeting towards the end where Tina Fey's like, oh, you have to stop calling each other bitches and hoes, mm-hmm. because just gives guys the right or not the right permission to say that about you. Like, that's right. I mean, we shouldn't. I mean, I do, but we shouldn't call each other bitches and hoes because we are ladies. A fucking lady.
Yeah.
You must demand more.
Exactly. And the principal's great.
Yeah.
Mr. Duval.
Shit, what's his name?
He's the ladies' man.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tim Meadows.
That's it, yeah.
Tim Meadows. A lot of SNL.
There's a lot of SNL cast members.
Cast members on there, but it was it's a great movie.
With his nephew, Anfernee.
That's hilarious.
Oh, my God. And the is it the PE coach? Is it the PE coach that's like giving the sex ed class?
Have sex.
Don't have sex because you'll get an STD and die.
Don't have sex.
Oh my God.
Position. Don't have sex.
Just whatever. Don't have sex. Here, take some rubbers.
Take some condoms. Rachel McAdams was a great Mean Girl.
Yes.
I heard that the casting director.
That is the fertility vase of the Umdabelli tribe. Does that mean nothing to you? No. I don't even know you anymore.
Rachel McAdams was, you know, when I was looking into Mean Girls research on Mean Girls. I'm going to put that on my resume when I get home.
Mean Girls researcher.
Extensive research on Mean Girls. Lindsay Lohan was originally cast as Regina George, but she opted to be Katie
Heron
because she was afraid that if she was a mean girl, that the public would like say, oh, she's just playing herself. Hmm. And then the casting director decided on giving the part to Rachel McAdams because, quote, nice girls know how to play mean girls better. And it's probably true.
No, because they get picked on by the mean girls.
Exactly.
Well, she had the much more successful career.
100%. Yeah. It was the last movie where Lindsay Lohan looked like a
Lindsay
person.
Lohan, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's sad because she's really, really funny and talented. And
yeah, she
really
is.
She's really pretty in this movie, too.
Like, oh, my God. Yes.
She's stunning.
I feel weird saying that now, like 10 years later. Drugs. But yeah, she was bonerific.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say beautiful, but okay.
Yeah, that too.
Getting in.
I saw Regina George wearing army pants and flip-flops, so I bought army pants and flip-flops.
I hear she does car commercials in Japan.
That Burn Book is just,
oh my God,
awesome.
The Burn Book is awesome.
It is so good.
Jeff, you gotta watch it.
You really do.
Yeah.
We're like spoiling the movie left and right. You need to watch
it. I think he's like,
you know what we should do? We should turn this off and watch it right now.
And then we'll get to Jeff's number one, which is my number two.
Yeah. Still early, guys. We have time.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it, I think. I love the movie.
Okay.
Two thumbs up.
Okay. My number one is Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Which was my number two.
My number three.
All right.
Oh.
I like the movie.
I like it a lot.
Another John Hughes movie.
Classic film. I still live by the mantra of Mr. Bueller.
Life moves pretty fast.
Yeah.
If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Yep. Yeah. Thank you. That was fantastic.
You're welcome.
Research department.
Yeah.
Research department. So it's a movie that, yes, the majority of the time he's not in the pretty much the whole movie he's not in high school.
Yeah.
But you still get the experiences that he's going through, his thoughts, his feelings about life.
And even more than that, they keep cutting back to the high school.
Right.
And showing you what's going on in there and how important one person can be to a high school, you know? That's
and also how quick rumors spread.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That it was like, you know, I heard he did, blah, blah, blah. I found what the, but, and then, you know, it's, you've got the different personalities. Like, well, everybody had a crush on Sloan.
Oh, my.
But, like, Cameron.
Bonerific?
Bonerama.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
But you would want to make love to her, not right?
Yes.
Not, like, fuck
yes.
her. Like, that's not,
well,
that's savage,
Dave. She deserves to be
She'd
loved.
Get a nacho dinner and...
What is it, that shit that Taco Bell just came out with, a chicken chip?
Oh, the chicken chips.
That kind of shit. Yeah, wow, you're splurging for her.
Yeah, that's right. Nacho Bel Grande for you, girl.
Listen, Mia Sarah, if you're listening to this, I will still show you a good night on the town.
And he'll bring his wife.
she has beer flavored nipples. Just saying.
The best is that you changed it in the chat. And she's like, I don't even want to ask.
She'll hear it.
In the chat you guys have, I don't even want to ask. Well, wait, just tune in, babe.
You'll hear it. Don't worry.
Great movie.
Yeah, and then it's like you got Cameron, who's like the guy who followed all the rules, mm-hmm. who was a stickler. His dad, you know, like he would like the whole thing with the car.
My favorite scene in that whole movie is when they're trying to roll back the odometer. On the car, and he has that, you know, that revelation, you know, it's like, you know, fuck this car and fuck my dad, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
And that monologue is
yep.
so powerful.
Yep.
So moving. And then when, of course, he wrecks the fucking car,
yeah.
it's like, holy shit,
yep.
what did I do? Ferris, what did I do?
Yep.
And then they both look like, you killed the car. Like, they weave the humor in so well,
yeah.
you know, and just his attitude is, you have to fucking respect him.
Yep.
You know, he's like, fuck it. Like, I'll deal with the old man.
Yep.
But he starts out, it's like such a funny, like that first scene that he comes on and he's like in bed and
I'm dying.
I'm dying. And then Ferris calls back, goes, "You're not dying. Now get out of bed."
And, so that's how they do it in that family.
And you've got Abe Froman, the Sausage King of Chicago.
Oh my God. So funny.
You know, and then like the two guys that take the car for a joyride, the two parking attendants. And
I mean,
like,
wouldn't you if you were a parking attendant?
And I mean, one of the most iconic scenes in movies is the parade.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, phenomenal.
That was a real parade, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't set up just for the movie.
Right.
I know things.
It's judging you.
It's judging me. Fuck you, Netflix.
Jennifer Aniston's pregnant.
What?
In the season of Friends. Sorry.
Oh, Rachel.
Rachel. But yeah, like it's just such an iconic movie. It's such a great eye opener of, you know what, you really need to enjoy life because
you never know. Yeah,
you have to stop and smell the roses. Mm-hmm. You know,
even as a kid, because there's so much pressure.
Yep.
Especially, I think all three of them are in their senior year, or Ferris is a junior or something like that. And well, I don't know.
No. It's Sloan
is a junior and the boys are a senior, and there's so much pressure. And I remember one of my favorite scenes of the movie is when the parade is getting started or whatever, and Sloan and, oh man, what's the best friend's name?
Cameron.
Yeah. Are walking through the streets and they're like, "Well, what do you want to do for the rest of your life?" And Sloan's like, "I have no idea." But there's like such a piece to that answer because you're not supposed to know at fucking 18. Uh-huh. Like, those are decisions that a lot of people make. Well, not a lot. Most people make at 18 for the rest of your life.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And it's 9 times out of 10. You're not at 25. Now, you're not going
to. I'll tell you what. Ferris has nothing to be afraid of. That guy's going places.
Yeah.
Well, for fucking real.
I mean, right? He can charm his way as the Sausage King. Oh, shit. In this way. Because I wrote down where they go. They go to the Art Institute of Chicago. They go to the Sears Tower. They go to the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. And then they end up at Wrigley Field, which is that great line where like, hey, you know, realize if we were in school, we would be in PE right now. And they're watching a baseball game at Wrigley Field. It's great. And then on top of that, the guy sings Donka Shane and Twist and Shout.
Donka Shane.
Like,
darling,
epic day. Like, you know?
Like, how do they have time to do all that stuff? I barely have time to do, like, the five things that I need to do.
Because they're
home.
Living. They're
Charlie
really
Sheen's
living.
They're living their life.
I need cameo to live better.
With Jennifer Grey playing the nasty sister.
Yeah.
Which I'm not even going to front. That was me for like 5 minutes because my brother got away with everything. Mm-hmm. But
you still covered for him because that's what brothers and sisters
no,
do.
No, I threw his ass under the bus. But Jennifer Grey was a great, better sister than me.
And you got Ben Stein.
Bueller.
Anyone?
Do you ever have those moments when you're teaching?
Yes. It doesn't happen often. It always happens when I'm doing either poetry,
of course,
or Shakespeare.
Really?
Always.
Or Shakespearean poetry.
Shakespeare's awesome. Shakespearean poetry.
Yeah. No. Wow. There's always
Read
that moment when I'm doing Shakespeare. I don't know.
And I think this was a movie. Yeah, it came out in '86. It was after The Breakfast Club, and I think after this came 16 Candles.
Yeah. John Hughes had a couple of years where he was just like on fire because he wrote Vacation, which was '83. Then he wrote and directed not 16 Candles, Pretty in Pink in '84. '85 was Breakfast Club. '86 was Ferris Bueller's Day Off and 16 Candles. And those five movies, you know, just fucking crazy.
I feel like I didn't see those movies at the right time, so I don't appreciate them as much as everybody else does. But I mean, like Ferris Bueller, I loved Ferris Bueller. I think it's a great movie. But like 16 Candles, Pretty in Pink, all those movies that I should love. I'm just like, okay.
I never saw actually Pretty in Pink or 16
Candles and Pretty in Pink didn't do it for me the way that Breakfast Club and Ferris Bueller did. But they're fantastic movies. Mm.
Good stuff.
All right.
Yep.
I know it's you can't say that it pioneered breaking the fourth wall like Deadpool did, But
the scene at the end.
But I mean, Ferris Bueller constantly breaks the fourth wall.
Oh, you know?
That's Wait, you think Deadpool did it better than Ferris? You're joking, right? Is this where we're breaking up?
I was quoting someone.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Clearly, you don't listen to the podcast.
Well, I may have skipped that episode. God damn, they're like 3 hours sometime, guys.
All right, so I think
give
this
me a break.
There's a first.
Pretty easy.
Well, there's a first for Geekmore. This is the first time a guest on the first
on her first
episode got a perfect mountain.
Oh wow!
All right, wait. Let's make the mountain real quick. Okay, so
Mean Girls.
Mean Girls has three.
Ferris has two. Clueless has two.
And Breakfast Club had two.
We said that, didn't I?
No.
No.
It didn't say that?
You got the perfect game, Missy.
So Missy, congratulations.
I'm gonna drink the
so
rest
that's
of my
what's
water.
What's our what's our final mountain?
Okay, so it's Breakfast Club, Mean Girls, Ferris Bueller, and what was it?
Clueless. That's a solid mountain.
Wow, that is a solid mountain.
Sounds like a good Saturday.
I was one off, damn it.
I was three off.
But you got your number one.
I didn't think Porky's or Dazed and Confused was going to...
Porky's is good, man.
Well, like actually, hold on.
What was it?
Wait. No, because there's one... Well, I'm not going to take it away from you, Missy. Because 10 Things I Hate About You had two, didn't it? Didn't you and I both have it?
Yeah, we both had it.
I won't take the perfect mountain from you, Missy.
Thank you, Jeff. When I get a house,
you gave me my perfect game, too.
Huh?
You gave me my perfect game too.
So selfless,
there was one where it
could
have gone either way, and you said, "Nah, let's."
I have five. I'm way ahead of everybody else.
I can give them away.
You're a trendsetter. Is what you are.
You are so good at this game, Jeffrey.
I remember other people used
hashtag
to be upset.
Humble brag.
At that. Well, I told them in our other in the chat we have for Shiver. I was like, hashtag not so humble brag.
Humble brag is never a humble brag.
Yeah.
Never.
But thank you guys for joining us. That is so our list. Our final mountain is Ferris Bueller,
Clueless, Mean Girls, and Breakfast Club.
Awesome. So please check us out on all social media on geekbro.net. Like we've said before, we got House of Heel, yes. Mamas and Merlot.
Yes.
We've got Zeros on Heroes. What's good?
Cosplay Fame, Shiver,
new one to be determined.
It's coming.
Did I miss one? Zeros on Heroes, what's uh-huh. good? No, Mamas and Merlot, House of Heel, Shiver,
Cosplay,
Unsung.
Cosplay.
Wait, Hero.
No, I said Zeros on Heroes.
Unsung Heroes is on the same channel Ubro. As Zeros on Heroes.
Oh, and hey, what's up, bro? Yeah,
Ubro. Sorry, I don't think we mentioned Ubro in the Geek Newsy, by the way. I don't remember saying that.
Oops.
So Ubro. Woo bro.
What's up, bro?
I was outside of the room where it happened, and it sounds like a good one, guys. So make sure you listen.
It was another woohoos because it was me and two Stephanies.
Yeah.
Mm. You should stop calling each other bitches and
hoes. Woohoos with a Z.
Link broke into the room as Steph goes, Misha Barton's stupid. And I'm like, she is stupid.
But thank you guys for joining us. And that's how lists are made.
All right.
Yo!